62 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last 3 games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and 2 legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood's Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the 2nd game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit 5 hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of 4 hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in 5 states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood's Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled, this is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFWHD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes have hit five hospitals in Gaza. Israel says they do not fire on hospitals, but if we see Hamas, we will do what we need to do. The BBC's Nick Beek.
The Israeli authorities have said that by building command centers under hospitals in northern Gaza, Hamas has basically made them military targets, legitimate targets for the Israelis to move towards. All the while, people who've taken shelter in them, and as well as all the patients there, have described, in the case of four hospitals, being able to see Israeli forces nearby.
And the hunt is on who sent election offices in five states letters with powder, some with traces of fentanyl. Correspondent Jeff Begays.
Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
They're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen. It quite frankly did the opposite. It lit a fire underneath us.
Investigators are working to track down the sender using the messages, symbols, and paper itself, along with examining the stamps for fingerprints to pinpoint the location where the envelopes were dropped in the mail.
Everything has been returned, but CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York City Mayor Eric Adams' phones. More from WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
This is a remarkable escalation. The FBI investigating whether the mayor's 2021 campaign funneled illegal foreign money from Turkey. Just last week, the FBI raided the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, taking records and devices. And on that day, Adams blew off an important meeting on the migrant situation at the White House and came back to New York.
Michigan's football coach won't be on the sidelines today. CBS's Errol Barnett tells us why.
Jim Harbaugh has been benched by the Big Ten, banning the Michigan head coach for the team's last three games, including Saturday's pivotal head-to-head against Penn State. The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Tonight is the championship game of the National Women's Soccer League, and two legends will play their final games tonight. Megan Rapinoe of Seattle and Allie Krieger of Gotham FC. Board members from the Hollywood Actors Union voted Friday by 86% to approve the deal with studios. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched a home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James and Mon.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marsha Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
"I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man."
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marsha Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
"I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stick. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation. And I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation. And I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
"I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man."
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree, Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, "As a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide." When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
"I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man."
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stick. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched a home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marcia Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the tomb of the unknown soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Stick. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and No one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marsha Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a violation of bylaws which prohibit off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents, as well as unsportsmanlike or unethical conduct.
SAG-AFTRA's board approved the strike-ending contract on Friday. Union leader Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
We'll have increased pension and health caps that will channel more value into our benefit plans and funds. And we have critical new protections that are put in place for diverse communities.
It's Veterans Day, and later today at Arlington National Cemetery at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, a wreath will be laid at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin, and Israel says they attacked Gaza's main hospital because Hamas commanders were using it as their headquarters. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Nowhere and no one is safe.
CBS's Willie James Iman.
A mass exodus in Gaza Friday as Palestinians headed south, away from fighting in the north. This man, injured and in a wheelchair, breaks down from exhaustion. He says this is not a life. Most of these Palestinians were already displaced, sheltering at hospitals, assuming they'd be safe. But overnight, Gaza's main hospital reported several strikes. The Hamas-run health ministry blames Israel. Israel blames militants, but added Hamas is using the hospital as cover, its main command center underneath.
CBS News confirms the FBI seized New York Mayor Eric Adams' iPhones after feds searched the home of his top campaign fundraiser. WCBS-TV's Marsha Kramer reports.
The mayor issued his own statement saying, quote, as a former member of law enforcement, I expect all members of my staff to follow the law and fully cooperate with any sort of investigation, and I will continue to do exactly that. I have nothing to hide. When the mayor was asked why he blew up a meeting at the White House on the migrant problem, he had this to say.
I was concerned concerned about a young 25-year-old staffer that went through a traumatic experience. And although I'm mayor, I have not stopped being a man.
Michigan football's Jim Harbaugh has been banned from the sidelines for the rest of the season. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspension comes after a former Michigan staffer allegedly ran an in-person scouting operation where he sent friends to steal opponents' play-calling signals ahead of games.
Do you think this merely amounts to a slap on the wrist?
It's a slap on the wrist, and it's more of a public consumption. It's embarrassing to Michigan.
The conference says it was a
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.